here's a story from The World.
On the California coast, there's been a big increase in the number of people trying to enter the U.S. by sea. The boats are shoving off just south of the U.S.-Mexico border, often with lots of people and no life preservers. KPBS reporter Max Rivlin-Nadler has more from San Diego on the increase and how it could be tied to a controversial border policy.
The amount of boats smuggling humans or drugs caught by U.S. officials along the California coast has jumped by 93% between 2019 and 2020. So far this year, over 1,200 people have been apprehended while being smuggled at sea. Now the U.S. Border Patrol has launched a new Marine unit. Here's Aaron Heitke, the chief agent for the San Diego sector, at a press conference this week.
San Diego Sector Border Patrol is establishing this Marine unit. Border security is national security, and the United States Border Patrol will use our forward-deployed Border Patrol assets, targeted operations...
In May, three people died after a boat capsized off of San Diego's Point Loma, with survivors scrambling over rocks and tide pools. At least one of the victims had tried to enter the U.S. several times before, but she was turned around by Title 42, a pandemic-era public health law invoked by the Trump administration. It lets U.S. officials automatically turn away migrants and asylum seekers at the border. Kenji Kazuka is a lawyer with Human Rights First, a nonprofit that's monitoring conditions for migrants at the border. They just released a report documenting over 3,000 kidnappings or alleged attacks on migrants since Biden took office in Mexican border cities where they've been made to wait under Title 42. Kazuka says the danger migrants can face forces them to take riskier paths across the border.
Whether it's through the river or trying to swim around the border wall in the ocean, and these are incredibly dangerous journeys. People fall from the border wall and are severely injured. They drown in the river. They drown in the ocean.
This week, Border Patrol's Heitke said the rise in human smuggling by sea had nothing to do with Title 42, even though smuggling increased just as the policy went into effect.
We haven't seen any impact of Title 42 on the increase in maritime activity. The individuals that are coming through in the maritime environment are trying to get away. They're not claiming asylum or credible fear. So we don't see a connection to the two.
Heitke said that more enforcement and infrastructure at the land border was driving smugglers to try other methods. Kazuka disagrees with Heitke's assessment.
Not sure what basis the Border Patrol has the claim that they know the reason that people are coming to the United States. They're not asking people if they have a fear of return to their home country. They're not asking people if they have a fear of return to Mexico. They have literally no idea why people are coming to the United States.
In San Diego, Border Patrol agent Curtis Contura shows off the new boats, which are part of the new unit. The two boats were originally built to patrol the shallow waters of the Rio Grande. They're not made for the ocean, so their role when it comes to enforcement will be pretty limited.
We are a first response platform. We do have first aid that we can render. We have emergency extraction flotation devices so we can get people out of the water to safety.
Late Sunday night, the Coast Guard intercepted a 27-foot skiff off the coast of San Diego. It was running without its lights on to avoid detection. 20 people were on board, including people from Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador. They were taken into Border Patrol custody. Border Patrol has not yet said whether they were sent back to Mexico. For The World, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler in San Diego.